At last week's City Council work session, Harbormaster Dave Johnson detailed how a windstorm damaged Kodiak's St. Herman Harbor earlier this month.
In that windstorm, we did lose 7 finger floats. So I think that answers the question of how critical it is that we get St. Herman Harbor rebuilt.
Finger floats are the smaller sections of dock in between vessels where they tie up. The city had previously been losing about 1 finger float a year, according to Johnson. St. Herman Harbor is the largest of the city's 2 boat harbors. It's where the biggest vessels in Kodiak's commercial fleet tie up. The harbor is 40 years old, and in some areas, its infrastructure is literally crumbling. The city says an overhaul of St. Herman Harbor is the top priority in its list of capital improvement projects for this fiscal year. Johnson told council members that in the days after the windstorm, a diver was sent down to remove a corroded piling that had partially collapsed. He anticipated it would take almost a full day to remove it.
When the diver got on site, they rocked the broken piling back and forth for about 30 seconds, and it broke off at the water at the ground line. So it just shows how degraded that piling was, and that's kind of the condition of the entire harbor over there.
Johnson told council members that the destruction caused by the windstorm, which produced gusts of up to 80 miles per hour, proves that critical repairs need to happen soon. Details about the windstorm damage was part of a larger conversation about the city's draft waterfront master plan, which has been in the works for almost a year and was released by the city this month. The nearly 50-page document lays out improvements to the entire city-owned coastline. Council members agreed that it was a nice long-term vision, but any waterfront development needs to start with a replacement of St. Herman Harbor. Deputy City Manager Josie Benke said that's the city's main focus going forward.
I can't express strongly enough that we are focused on the immediate needs of the harbor.
The project won't be cheap. It's expected to cost $56 million to replace the harbor's existing infrastructure and expand its overall vessel capacity. But the city and Kodiak Island Borough are both requesting funding for the project. The city is in the process of applying for grants. Johnson says he hopes to start work next year. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.